courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand?
You hold my hand!
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, May 19th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Scientists are hoping to one day harness quantum physics to do things like build more energy-efficient batteries and speed up the process of training artificial intelligence. As of yet, nobody has been able to build a commercial-grade quantum computer. But yesterday, Google said it plans to do so by 2029. It's expanding one of its campuses and devoting billions of dollars to the endeavor. Our emerging tech reporter, Sarah Castellanos, will join us with more on that and the challenges ahead after these headlines. The maker of Jeep and Chrysler, Stellantis, is joining forces with Foxconn Technology Group to develop in-car software. Foxconn is best known for assembling iPhones, and the companies are hoping to combine their automotive and software expertise to create products that they can sell to others in the auto industry. Automakers have been competing with Google, Apple, and other Silicon Valley giants to develop connected car features like dashboard displays. And many car makers are betting that future growth will come less from building and selling cars and more from in-car features, a business model much closer to the tech industry. And Pinterest is setting new targets for increasing the number of women in its leadership and improving racial and ethnic diversity in its workforce. The company also says it's achieved pay equity across its U.S. workforce by race and gender, and that it made about $1 million in adjustments to employees' compensation in the second half of last year. It also pledged to increase transparency around pay and promotions. Our tech reporter Sarah Needleman notes, the moves come after Pinterest was caught up in claims of discrimination last year.
In June, two former employees said they were paid less than their male counterparts and were retaliated against for speaking up about it. And they went to social media and drummed up a lot of support. And then in August, Pinterest was sued by its former operating chief, who accused the company of maintaining a culture of secrecy among top male executives that resulted in her being left out of meetings and decision making. She was fired in April 2020, and Pinterest ended up settling in that case, agreeing to pay $22.5 million. The company also pledged $2.5 million to help advance women in underrepresented communities in the tech industry as part of that settlement.
All right, coming up after the break, Google wants to develop a super powerful quantum computer in the next 8 years. How it's planning on getting there, next.
Hi, I'm Jack Howe, host of the Barron Streetwise podcast. This week I talk with Disney CEO Bob Chapek about the future for movie theaters and streaming, and what's new at the theme parks as we approach the reopening of Disneyland.
You know, Walt Disney said Disneyland will never be completed as long as there's magic left in the world, and we believe in that.
Subscribe to the Barron Streetwise podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Google said yesterday that it plans to spend several billion dollars to build a commercial-grade quantum computer. If it succeeds, the achievement would be a huge milestone for the tech world and likely usher in a new wave of innovation across industries. But Google is far from the only company working toward that goal, and it faces plenty of challenges along the way. So for more on this, we turn to our reporter, Sarah Castellanos. She covers emerging tech for us. Hey, Sarah, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start with the basics here. Quantum computing. High level, what is this and what are the use cases that scientists are currently exploring?
Yeah, so think about quantum computing as a way to drastically speed up complex calculations using the properties of quantum physics. So this type of computing has the potential to sort through vast numbers of possibilities in nearly real time to come up with a probable solution. Traditional computers store information as either zeros or ones, and quantum computers use these things called qubits or a quantum bits, which represent and store information in a state that's a really complex mix of a zero and a one. So companies are developing quantum computers in order to dramatically speed up calculations related to, for example, speeding up drug discovery, finding new materials for lightweight airplanes and automobiles, even new materials for batteries, new processes for example, agricultural fertilizer, and many, many other things.
Okay, I think I follow that. So that brings us to yesterday. What exactly did Google announce on Tuesday?
Sure. Google basically announced a timeline for when they plan to build their large-scale quantum computer that can be error-corrected, meaning it can basically perform large-scale business and scientific calculations without errors. And the timeline for that, they think, is going to be by 2029. They also announced an expanded facility in Santa Barbara County. This is a campus that includes several facilities. It includes a quantum data center, research labs, and a chip fabrication facility. And their goal is to hopefully attract, you know, cutting edge talent in the quantum computing space. They plan to have hundreds of quantum computing researchers at the campus within the next few years.
And let's talk about use cases here. What are some ways that Google and other companies could use its quantum computer?
Yeah, so Google is really interested in a number of use cases for this. Some of the use cases that they're interested in are potentially using it to build more energy efficient batteries, creating a new process of making fertilizer that emits less carbon dioxide, and also they're obviously very interested in artificial intelligence, so they're wanting to use this quantum computer for speeding up training for machine learning, which is the branch of AI.
Yeah, and AI, you know, definitely a big focus for a lot of tech companies right now. And, you know, on that note, let's talk about some of the competition here. How do Google's ambitions compare to what other tech companies have said that they're working on?
Yeah, there's fierce competition here, both within the country and worldwide. So there are companies like Amazon, Microsoft, IBM, D-Wave Systems, Honeywell. They're all trying to invest in, you know, building the world's first error-corrected, scalable, commercial-grade quantum computer. And it really is sort of a race to see who will get there fastest. And this is also something that many other countries, including China, have also said that they're heavily investing in.
And just for context here, you mentioned that Google wants to get this computer built by 2029. Is that timeline especially fast?
Not necessarily. So quantum computing has been, you know, in the sights of major companies, including cloud-based companies like Amazon and Microsoft, for several years now. Actually, one of Google's top quantum computing researchers has been researching quantum computing at Google since 2006. So that kind of gives you a time frame. But within the past 5 years, there has been a lot of innovation and R&D in this whole industry. An analyst recently told me that the pace of innovation in quantum computing over the last 5 years exceeds that of the past 3 decades. So yeah, that'll give you kind of a sense of how much companies are investing in it now.
And Sarah, I guess the big question is why? Why are all these players investing so heavily in quantum computing? Is it just the draw of picking up the pace of discovery in those other areas you mentioned?
Yeah, so the draw mostly from the cloud players is basically it's becoming very, very difficult to eke out performance from the current chips that we rely on for computing. So they're all trying to invest in next generation technologies that can hopefully, you know, accelerate the calculations, accelerate the computing power that will be needed for a lot of these future innovations.
Got it. So I want to talk about how we get from now to that future. You know, as it stands, this is still a nascent technology, although, as we mentioned, picking up the pace more recently. What challenges lay ahead for the development of quantum computers and quantum computing techniques?
Yes. So this is a very, very extremely complex field of research. And anytime you're dealing with quantum physics, it becomes extremely tricky. So one of the main problems that researchers at Google and others are faced with is they need to work on lengthening the time that these quantum bits or qubits can remain in their quantum state. So these are really, really fragile, and they're susceptible to disturbances in temperature, frequency, and motion. And anytime that a change in, you know, temperature or frequency happens within a qubit, it can hurt the accuracy of a calculation, or it could even prevent it from being completed. So this is one of the main challenges, among several others, that they're working on. But Google isn't alone in this. Researchers across the entire industry are working on these challenges.
All right, we'll be following along. That's our tech reporter, Sarah Castellanos. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
We've got more on Sarah's story on our website. And tomorrow, May 20th, all of the Wall Street Journal's news and analysis will be available for free at WSJ.com. So be sure to check it out. All right, that'll do it for today's tech news briefing. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.